off, baby.
Logos are off. Okay, now, the KFC Double Down, for people who don't know, was a KFC product that, where basically the chicken was the bread. So it was like a chicken sandwich, except instead of bread, it was two pieces of fried chicken.
And it looks truly incredible. Fucking delicious, dude.
Yeah.
Also, shit, dude, I got pop-ups everywhere. Also, it looks like the only thing in between it was like cheese and bacon.
Yeah, yeah. So,
maybe some sauce. There might be a sauce.
I think
sauce
there was some sauce, yes. Maybe some pickles, I might remember.
Listen to this. Listen to how this art. So, this. For the thing looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're claiming that I've had one of these?
You had at least two of them in the one sitting when we went. Yeah.
Dude. I want one right now.
You went.
I'm
you went up. Yeah. I think they like ran out or something. I remember going to the. Like, back to the counter and asking, like, do you have more Double Downs? I didn't have one. But I think maybe I saw yours and was like, I better give one of these a shot. And
I got
like,
the last two.
Yeah, you got the last two Double Downs in existence, probably.
Dude, fuck. I wish I had a third. I'd still be holding on to that puppy, waiting for the right moment. And it would be right now. I'm so, I don't know why, but the second I walked in, I was like, I'm starving. I even asked you for pretzels, and I hate pretzels.
You hate pretzels?
Not so. I love soft pretzels.
Sure.
Regular pretzels, like just.
Of any kind?
No, flavored pretzels are good.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, that's kind of a
cop-out. The old
out,
school honey mustard pretzels.
Yeah, those are
those
sick.
Those things are gas. The cheddar ones.
Cheddar.
Snyder's hot wing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Those things are next level. But basic old pretzels. Dude, the ones
basic
I hate the
pretzels.
Most, too. The ones I hate the most are those big ones, like, that are this big, but they're the hardest pretzels
well, those are,
ever.
Those are insane. Those are for, like, old people,
dude,
I think,
like
who
you
don't
like
have
those.
Teeth. No, not the, not, f- no, not the,
dude, I've
no,
seen
not
those.
The sourdough abominations.
Yeah.
No, those are crazy.
Nah, dude,
those
think,
are insane.
I think I've seen you
those are just for people
I think
to
I've
gum
seen
on.
You gnawing on a bag
those
of those.
Teething.
Yeah, sucking on a bag of
yeah.
those.
Yeah, you don't really don't chew those. You just kind of suck on them.
So, back to the Double Down. I tried the revived. Did they bring it back?
Maybe in Canada.
The revived KFC Double Down and lived to tell the tale. Listen to how this article starts.
Okay.
Shout out to the guy who wrote this. You need a job. We've got you. The internet was different in 2010 to 2014.
Goddamn
we didn't
right.
think about things like cringe. My brother, everything was cringe. We were doing online quizzes about which Hogwarts house we belonged in, and it was groundbreaking stuff. That's the first paragraph.
Yeah.
I'm instantly...
Wow.
I mean,
that's like fucking essay writing 101. Like, paint a picture for your audience. The guy nailed it.
Boom.
Talk about a thesis
again.
Statement. Are you kidding me?
Food culture online was different than back then, too. Basically, it could be summed up by the phrase, epic bacon. To wit, a decade ago, the biggest thing going was the YouTube channel, Epic Mealtime.
Yep.
Forgot about that. Which would make stupidly massive foodstuffs often centered on or propped up by a staggering amount of bacon strips. The KFC Double Down, a fried chicken sandwich where two slabs of chicken served as the buns, was very much of that moment. It was a fried chicken sandwich composed only of fried chicken, cheese, bacon, and mayonnaise. AKA, it was sans bread.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, Kyle. Do you mind zooming in on me like a touch on that? My bad. I tried
Why?
To set it up. Because I'm too not good. Yeah,
that's what
you
hit
the
Jesus Christ for?
No, I hit the Jesus Christ because of the mayo. For some reason, the mayo is the thing that really turns me off in that. Ooh.
It was gluttonous, delicious, and kind of gross all in one. And now the Double Diamond is back after a 9-year hiatus.
So this was in like 2019, this article.
No, this was in 2023.
Ba-ding-ding.
2014 to 2023.
Oh, okay. My math's a little off.
KFC announced that it would re-release the sandwich for just 4 weeks starting March 4th, so it's already gone again.
Damn. Came and went.
Yeah.
How many heart attacks happened in that month?
Dude.
Thousands.
Holy
shit. We lost thousands to the Double Down, boys.
This thing looks delicious.
Yeah, KFC chicken always looks way better in their pictures.
Dude. Yeah. I'm letting everybody know right now. I'm heavy food this
episode.
Yeah,
he's got food on
the
brain.
All I can think about is food. If you could try to name one other thing, I would not be able to even think about it because I would think about food.
Okay. I did have a couple things I wanted to bring up to you. First of all, let me just get this out of the way because it's on my mind. Gilmore Girls. I got to give another Gilmore Girls update. I'm on season 6 of 7. I'm like 5 episodes into season 6. And I just got one thing to say to pretty much sum up this whole show. As far as Gilmore Girls is concerned, fuck those white bitches, man. Fuck them. They're fucking driving me nuts. I can't. Luke and Lorelai got engaged. And because Lorelai.
Luke's the guy that owns a diner Luke's with the truck? Yeah, yes. I like that guy.
And. I always go back and forth on him. Now I'm kind of in a pro Luke era right now. He was pissing me off for a little while, but they got engaged and they didn't tell Rory, which is the daughter. They didn't tell her because Lorelai and Rory were in some kind of stupid fucking fight. Because Rory, although I will say this did upset me. She dropped out of Yale, so now she's not going to college. She's like living at her grandparents' house. She's got to do community service because she stole a boat with her fucking boyfriend. This kid's driving me nuts, Matthew. It's so anxiety.
That's a blonde-haired kid?
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Logan, I think his name is.
Yeah. This might be a spoiler, but the only episode that I ever watched.
Please don't spoil anything.
It's not
for
like
me.
A big spoiler.
I don't care, Matthew.
No, because I think she was in school at the time.
Okay.
Continue. He like picked her up in his truck and brought her to like some type of camp.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was like a school. That was for like a paper Yale secret society thing.
Yeah,
pretty good. Good episode. Yeah, good solid thing. Episode. Yeah. And I will say this guy.
And they were all like, talking like fine young gentlemen or whatever.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to. You weren't allowed to use ease or something when you spoke. Yeah. Which honestly, that sounds like a fun little exercise to me. But yeah, they're just driving me crazy. So we'll see how it goes. But also, I looked to see like. You know, how many, because there's only 2 seasons left that I have to go, and like how many episodes is that? So it's all 22 full seasons. And the series finale is titled Bon Voyage, which I fucking think that's
why
really
you go
stupid.
Look?
I didn't mean to. I just happened to like scroll because I was looking at the numbers. But yeah, Gilmore Girls, I don't know, man. It's an emotional roller coaster, and right now I'm really pissed off at it. And I've dipped my toes into like the little Gilmore Girls section of the internet, and there's a pretty big consensus that people hate Lorelai, which is good because she's terrible and she deserves all the hatred that gets to her. But you know, I just want to honestly. People are still saying how much they like Jess, and that kid, he's been gone for a while now, and hopefully never shows up again, but for fuck's sake.
That's the old boyfriend?
Yeah, one of them. Oh my God, man.
I don't know.
So much ridiculous stuff happened. But I'm going to wrap it up there for my little Gilmore Girls recap. Yeah, fuck those white bitches. Crazy.
I have a question for you, and somebody asked me this the other day. Did you start watching Gilmore Girls because your wife is a huge fan of it? Or did you just decide you were going to start watching Gilmore Girls?
She like brought it up as wanting to watch it. And I've always wanted to check it out kind of because it always seemed good. Our one cousin was like super into it and I trust their opinion. So I wanted to give it a shot. And now.
So is she watching it with you or had she already watched it?
She's watched it before, but she's watching it with me now. I don't know when. Back in the CBS days.
Gotcha.
Also, another thing that I watched over the weekend was Oppenheimer because it's on, you can buy it now on Amazon.
And?
So I'm at my house. I rented it. I turned it off. I think maybe I just don't like Christopher Nolan, dude, because I started it and I'm like, I get that the performance, and I'm honestly very embarrassed to say this in front of Kyle. I don't know how he feels about Oppenheimer, but I know you're a huge movie. Oh, I like it. I like it. Yes, Kyle. He's giving me the fucking saying I'm right. Kyle's saying it's not that great. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but you
turned
it off.
It was fucking stupid. Yes, because it was so like.
How long? How long did you watch it for?
20 minutes, probably.
See, that's ridiculous.
I know it's not a lot, but it was enough to. I mean, it's I appreciate a little bit like the artsy like cutting to him and then he's looking at the fucking space or whatever. But it just feel like one, I've seen that before. It reminded me very much of Theory of Everything, the Stephen Hawking movie a little bit. But that's not the point. Maybe I just don't like Christopher Nolan, dude. But there's also that thing because, you know, they're showing him when he's like a professor or whatever. And they do this thing a lot of times in movies, I feel, where it's like all these students are like following the college professor around campus as he's walking. They're like, oh my God, Oppenheimer, like this guy's such a fucking genius that all these kids are like, ooh, doing that. Like, well, I mean, you've been to college. We've all been to college. When has any professor had a gaggle of students, like 12 students walking behind him? Again, Good Will Hunting, not real. And it's the Eric guy or whatever his fucking name is in that movie who they're doing it to, right? That guy's a fucking asshole in that movie. So I turned it off. I was like, this is not one. You can't trust the narrator. And I just didn't like it. I mean, the performances seemed like they were going to be top-notch. I've heard RDJ is outstanding. I only saw a little, you know, a couple of his scenes or whatever.
That dude I hate's in it.
Josh Peck?
Yeah, Josh Peck.
Yeah, I honestly was like trying to stick around to see the Josh Peck parts, but I wasn't going to make it.
Like, I didn't think it was like the greatest movie I've ever seen. I thought it was worth watching.
Yeah.
I think the fact that you turned it off is just ridiculous on your end. Like that, I'm fuming over here at your opinion about like the professor thing.
Yeah.
Like the dude fucking invented the atom bomb.
Okay, sure.
Like people in his class were pretty fucking interested. And it's not like they could just go Google the answers to shit. Like they didn't have a book on the atom bomb because this dude fucking invented it. So they've got to ask him like, hey, how the fuck did you invent the atom bomb?
Yeah, but this was before he had done that though.
No, it's not, Andy.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
It's not.
You
and
are
you
right.
Wouldn't know that because you didn't watch the fucking
I
movie.
Watched the part where he gets the fucking job or whatever. Okay, I saw all that shit.
And it actually kind of is before he invented it. But he came up with the theory of it.
Ooh, theories. Can't wait. Oh, my God.
That's what he teaches.
I can't wait to follow somebody home just based on a hunch. Oh, it's going to be so great. It's going to be so grand. But that's something that really pisses me off. That seems to me like just full intellectual masturbation to me. Like, that seems to me like somebody who is a real asshole. And I'm not talking about Oppenheimer, obviously, because this is just a movie. But that seems to me like a pseudo-intellectual's fantasy where they're like, oh, I'm so smart. I'm going to have
you
all these kids following me around for
I
answers
don't think
or whatever.
That's the truth. You should be pissed.
I didn't like it. That's all.
You
that's what I'm
pissed
saying.
Pissed at the students.
I'm pissed at everybody. It's don't a movie. I'm pissed at everyone.
You want to know what else that happens in all the time? All of the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. Well, that. Okay. One. Proves my point again because it's a movie, a fantasy movie. And also, like, I mean, they are fucking witches and wizards. So if I were a Harry Potter type of guy who grew up in the Muggle world, that's the one situation where I would be like, dude, what is magic? No, but seriously, dude, I'd be following
that's
everybody like, what is magic,
that
though?
Fucking Oppenheimer's
completely
in.
Incorrect. Like, completely incorrect. I know what math is, dude. I know what math is. I don't know how you turn a rat into a teacup.
Do
that's
you know
crazy.
How fucking easy this is for me?
You don't get to say that. You don't get to say that.
I do.
That would be me.
I got a 92 on my trig exam. What'd you get? Not a 92.
Definitely not a 92.
So I
got a 93.
No.
No, I didn't. I don't know what I got, but I'm sure it was pretty low.
You were too busy taking Latin.
God damn.
Carpe diem, these nuts in your mouth, buddy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking shitty takes,
you
dude.
Fucking.
What else do you have for me?
Now I'm thrown off by Oppenheimer.
If you would have been like, yeah, I didn't like it, I'd have been like, yeah,
I didn't
totally
like
understand.
It.
But
I didn't watch,
watch it.
That's true.
Not
that's
only did
true.
You not watch the whole thing, Andrew, the movie is 3.5 hours long. And
right.
You only
Which
watched
again, I was like, I
got to
sit through so
dude,
much of
you
this.
You sit there and rewatch Lawrence of Arabia.
That movie's fucking incredible.
Ass.
You've never even seen it.
And you were watching a movie from the 1830s.
Okay, first of all, it came out in 1964.
I guarantee you that movie sucks. What movie is that?
You're nuts. You're nuts. That movie's so good.
What movie was that?
Oh, in there?
Yeah.
What movie was I just watching? I was watching Some Like It Hot, bitch. You love that movie.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I've never watched it.
That's the one where the guy's like, that's why Daddy named the oil company. The one where they dress up like ladies? Wow. Okay. We got to call the hospital because I am telling you.
Is Marilyn Monroe in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that because from film studies.
Yes, exactly. You watched it.
I've never watched it, though. We didn't have to watch that movie.
I know you watched it, though, because when we were talking about it one time, a while after you had taken that class. I took the same one, obviously, before you. And we were talking about Tony Curtis in that movie and how he dresses up like that fancy guy with the Shell oil
company. You were talking about that and I was listening. Andy.
No!
Andy. Don't make me feel like a crazy person right now. I have no recollection of that movie.
CTE is a problem affects a lot of people.
Andy?
You know, for a long time, there's been no... I know, and that'll just kind of...
I'm going to kick your shit.
Again, CTE, don't kick... Don't... That's not fair. Below the table is not... That's off limits.
You want
that's
me to come
fair.
Across the table?
Well, I mean, really, but luckily Kyle could cut to
this
camera
three. This is probably
three.
What happened. I'll tell you, I can almost guarantee you I can tell you exactly what happened. You brought up Some Like It Hot.
Mm-hmm.
I knew of the movie because of film studies and Marilyn Monroe. You then proceeded to go on a rant about said movie, and I probably was like this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, that's not what happened.
Andy, 100% it is.
You were talking about Some Like It Hot. You said, I just watched this movie in film studies. It was so funny.
Wait, you're talking about back when I was in high school 7 years ago?
Yeah.
8 years ago?
Yeah.
I guess maybe.
Okay.
You said it like we just had this conversation on the podcast like a month ago.
I didn't mean to say it that way. I guess it was just such a meaningful moment for me.
How the fuck am I going to remember 8 years ago?
It's a good-ass movie, dude. It's a very good movie.
And again,
movie.
I don't think we watched the whole thing. I think we watched clips. Actually, we might have watched the whole thing. I think I was like traveling for hockey for like one of the two class periods that we watched it.
But it's a great, that's a great flick. Don't come for that one. Don't come for any of them. Prove your point. Absolutely not. You have no point to be proven, my friend. You have no point to be proven.
You can't sit through the Oppenheimer, but you can sit through
a good movie. And I'm not saying Oppenheimer's bad. I'm saying I didn't like it. And I think I have very valid reasons for that. And maybe I didn't give it its just due. Maybe I didn't give it its just due.
That's the problem here, Andy.
But that's a disagreement between the two of us then.
This podcast was born from a show called Film Juice. You called yourself a movie reviewer. People respected your opinion on movies.
Yeah.
And you can't even finish Oppenheimer. Everything you've ever done, erased.
Okay.
Fraud.
Wow. Incorrect. First of all, here's what you're not understanding, man. What you're not understanding is that people grow and people change. All right? And, you know, honestly,
Joey Harbaugh's fucking in tears right now.
I'm sure he is. Honestly, that is true. I'm sure he is, and I'm sorry about that. But here's the thing, Matthew, is one of the biggest changes that I have personally gone through in recent years, especially since graduating college, I would say, is, you know, I
becoming fraudulent.
Is becoming a fraud. No, Matthew, fuck you, dude. Is that I was so into movies. I mean, so into movies. There was a time, I mean, if Oppenheimer had come out in, like, you know, 2017 or something, let's say, I would have been fucking right in line. I would have been like, holy cow. Finally, can't wait to see it. I would have had my notebook. You know, I would always bring my notebook into the theater with my tiny flashlight so I'd take notes. I would have done that. But I think especially since the pandemic, honestly, I just don't have that in me anymore. It's just not where my priorities lie.
Well, I do remember we had the conversation of, like, when I said, like, it's a very heavy movie. And you were like, yeah, I don't have heavy movies in me anymore.
That's true.
But I feel like you didn't even get to heaviness, did you?
No, didn't get to the heaviness, okay. But I also felt like I didn't have to because I just look. Maybe I'll give it another shot at some point. I did buy it on Amazon for $20 or whatever, so
no,
I can always revisit it.
Buy it. That's a rent.
I rented it. Blah blah blah. Whatever. Maybe I'll go back and revisit it. Is my point, but
it's really not worth revisiting.
I just didn't have it in me. But I think maybe I just don't like Christopher Nolan. Literally 2 weeks ago, I was talking about the Dark Knight trilogy kind of dislike a lot of the stuff there.
What's Kyle say about that one?
I don't know, Kyle. What do you say about that one? I mean, I don't want to get too specific about my points. For example, Batman Begins.
No,
I'm talking
trilogy.
To Kyle.
I know. But I'm saying trilogy. Again, thoughts on the trilogy. That's the question. You said you don't want to get too far into your points.
I know, so I'm
you
just
start breaking it down. Thoughts on the trilogy.
Batman Begins, I feel like, doesn't have a plot. Actually, I could say that I feel like the third one has the most plot of any of them, and the second one is just a sick-ass action movie. You know, and you can't deny, I mean, Heath Ledger as a Joker is really cool. But again, like, I just feel like those movies don't really have any plot. And the Batman is such a better Batman movie, again, in my opinion, then
they're both good.
All that
they're
stuff.
All good.
Yeah, yeah, they're all good. But I fucking love the Batman, dude. Robert Pattinson is truly incredible.
Here's the thing. The only problem is that he's a bitch.
Batman or Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
Just in the real actor in real life.
Well, like in the Batman. Like when I look at him in those movies, like I am pretty confident that I could beat him up.
That's pretty funny. And you know what? You got a great point because he is mopey.
You want to know who he reminds me of?
Way. He's such a sad
Gabe
boy.
Gabe from The Office.
Gabe?
Gabe.
Oh.
I'm like, that's not Batman. That's Gabe.
That's hilarious. I disagree. He's just moody, dude. He's just misunderstood. I can change him. I can change him.
He's like, dude, he still has too much Twilight in him.
He's bringing a little Twilight to the role. But Robert Pattinson, top-notch actor. Not definitely, at this point, not defined by Twilight. Maybe for you, but I'm telling you. What's that movie, Good Time, that he's in? You got to check that out. That movie's fucking sick, and he's crazy good in it. If you watch him in that, you'll never see him as Edward Cullen again.
I never do see him as Edward Cullen because I refuse to watch the Twilight movies.
Oh, okay. The first one I really liked, actually, when it came out.
I think I did watch the first one.
Yeah, the first
I think
one
I watched, like,
good.
Half of the first one. I watched him, like, get hit by a bus, and everybody's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he stops the...
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Just my chair just fucking soaked after seeing that.
He saves the girl.
Yeah, he saves
What's
the girl.
What's her name?
Bella?
No, in real
Kristen
life.
Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. What's she up to these days?
Still
living in a closet or?
No, she's in all kinds of movies. She got a lot of hype for, she played Princess Diana not too long ago. She was in a Charlie's Angels remake. I feel like she's got something a lot more like recent coming out now, but I can't recall. We're right in the middle of the holiday season, okay? And don't fuck it up like you always do. You can be the savior of the holidays this year when you use Instacart, because with Instacart, you can get not just groceries, but some of your favorite products from some of your favorite local stores delivered right to your front door in as little as 1 hour. And the best part is, right now, Two in the Cooler listeners get free delivery on their first order of $10 or more. All you have to do to get that deal is hit the link in this episode description. And why wouldn't you want to make things a little easier on yourself, especially this winter, especially with the holidays cracking down, and start using Instacart today. Folks, a great way to support this show is to actually do something nice for yourself and check out all the sick merch we have got over at snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. Link's going to be in this episode description, of course. And what you're going to find on there is all sorts of wonderful merchandise, stuff that's going to make you look good, make you feel good. We've got hoodies, T-shirts, long sleeves, whatever it is you're looking for. And this is top-notch quality stuff, okay? This is not that cheap brand that you're getting from other shows or organizations or whatever, okay? This is the real deal, baby. I would not sell you short on this stuff. And on top of all the great clothes, we've also got a lot of cool accessories, water bottles, T-shirts, fanny packs, glassware, slides, hats, bucket hats, whatever it is you're looking for, stuff not just for this show, but also for Scheming and Dreaming and Quested, the two other podcasts that we produce right here. So if you want to do something nice for yourself and help support the show, check it out again at snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. I got to mention it again. It's the brand new Patreon page. It's patreon.com/snackspot. We've got a lot of cool stuff planned for it, and you're going to want to get in now because, headline, the best part is right now it's only $3 a month to sign up. And what you're going to get on there already is the wonderful Captions On podcast, where we're working our way through all the Disney Channel original movies. My God, it's an emotional roller coaster like you wouldn't believe. We've got a lot of other great stuff planned for it in the future, but you're going to want to get in on the action early. Hit the link in this episode description. Once again, that is patreon.com/snackspot. And if you're interested in advertising on this show or our twin show, Scheming and Dreaming, or Quested, the Dungeons and Dragons podcast that we produce right here, you can email us at snackspotsports@gmail.com for details on how you can start reaching thousands of listeners in the Buffalo area and beyond. Because podcasting has been shown by Forbes, I believe it is, to be up to 19% more effective than your traditional media advertising. This is like TV commercials, you know, newspaper ads, whatever it is. And I think it's kind of, you can see that in the way that these large companies like McDonald's, State Farm, NASCAR are moving into the podcast space. They're starting to advertise on podcasts, and it's awesome. It's kind of crazy, but it's really cool to see companies of this size, of this magnitude, with advertising budgets like this. You know, these are folks who are advertising on the Super Bowl and stuff like that. And it's really cool to see them move away from that more traditional media way of advertising. The problem is there hasn't really been any room yet for smaller or local businesses to get in on the action, but that's what we are here for. That's what we're all about. So, again, if you're interested in learning more about all the benefits to podcast advertising, hit us up. Reach out to us at snackspotsports@gmail.com. I saw Rob Ray's his name, right? He got hit in the face with a puck?
Yeah, Rob Ray got smacked in the jibs. Actually, it was. It was forehead.
Or his forehead, yeah. I saw that. It looked pretty brutal, actually. But again, not for old Robbie Ray.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, that's
because it looked like you could see, like, his skull. And I know that's real thick skin there, but, like, the picture I saw, it looked like he got a little skull.
If you get hit hard like that, it gets, like, hard where you got hit. Like, almost like a bump, you know what I mean? But it kind of will be white. Like, I don't.
Oh, okay. So he's just got, like, a pimple. You just gave him a puck pimple.
Yeah, I mean, he was leaking. He was using his game notes. Because he's on the broadcast,
and
he was like, well, I don't have my stats anymore.
They're covered in my own blood.
Yeah. I mean, Rob Ray's a tough customer.
I
think it was, like, cool or funny, whatever, that he got a lot of social media exposure. Like, I know Pat McAfee was talking about it.
Right.
But, like, you know, this is going to sound not cool.
I don't think so.
But, like, if you watch hockey a lot and, like, you're a big hockey fan and played hockey, you're just like, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I think that's a big plus, though, to the situation and why it's got a lot of
pressure. Because everybody that's, like, watching, like, is like, oh, my God, look at this broadcaster.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Pat McAfee's like, look at how tough he is. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it probably hurt, but, like, what are you gonna do for that? You
know I
what
feel
mean?
Like if
– you're going to not broadcast –
The show must go on, baby.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
the show must go on. Rob Ray's always said that. That's a direct quote from Rob Ray. The show must go on. But, you're absolutely right. And I do feel like, you know, like, what's his – now I'm forgetting his name. Like Al Jefferson, who former NBA player, but he, like, does broadcasts on some of the games. If he got fucking, like, his nose bashed in by a fucking basketball going – I think they'd bring him into the tunnel. You know what I mean? Like all those guys. Yeah, they're like, sorry, folks. Everybody,
dude,
go home.
I did see.
I think any other sport.
I did see that video of Draymond fucking punching Jokic in the face.
Oh wait,
is that who it was?
No, last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see this.
You didn't see this?
No, because a couple weeks ago there was a big thing because he put Rudy Gobert in a headlock.
Yeah. No, this is.
What do you think it is? Steroids? I mean, I think Draymond Green's just a fucking lunatic. But
I just think he's. I just think, like, that's the way he plays.
Yeah.
Which I don't even mind. Here, you can watch it a couple times.
Okay,
cool. You get a couple different angles, I think.
This is from last night?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Warriors trying to inbound the ball. Oh, shit!
He, like, kind of, like,
holy
fake, like,
fuck.
He fake. Well,
that's a pro move. That's a pro move.
He does that, dude. So I watched, like, a Draymond Green highlight tape. He, like, fake spin. He didn't even do a good job of it. He spins off of him. And as he's, like, coming this way, he just straight literally suckers him. Like, literally punches him in the face. Like,
yeah. For anybody who hasn't seen the video, he makes this move as though he's trying to, like, get some space between him and Jokic, but it's clearly he just fucking wallops
punches him in the face, dude.
Holy shit, dude.
So,
man, you know what? Fuck. Going after, a superstar like Jokic, like that?
Yeah.
That does take some fucking balls.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Draymond's balls. I've seen his dick many a time, but I've never seen his testicles. He put it on his Snapchat once, and then, you know, people screen grabbed it. I think Ben and Jake have it on both their
just
phones.
Shaft, though. No,
just
no,
shaft. Yeah, no, just shaft.
No testes, all right.
All shaft, no T.
I watched them, like, a clip of, it was like a minute video of, like, a compilation of Draymond, like, punching people in the face and, like, the balls and, like, doing all this and, like, tackling people.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. That dude does not have a care in the world.
Right.
He just goes after people.
I don't really enjoy watching him now, but I think that after he retires, I'm going to love him.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, I'm
like
such a
bad
huge
boys or like something like
that's
that.
Exactly
what
I was going to say.
What's that big
dude?
Will Chang? No.
Bill
Laimbeer? Big white dude.
Bill
yeah,
Laimbeer.
Yeah.
That's exactly
like,
what
I feel like people idolize him now.
Oh, 100%.
People hated him when he played.
Yep. So I think it's going to be the same situation.
But then I saw a press conference of Jokic after the game that was even funnier because he's like, you know, big dude in his suit after the game, and he's like playing with his Rolex on his wrist, and he's like, yeah, if he did that in Slovakia, like, things would have gone a lot differently.
Jesus Christ, stay out of Slovakia,
yeah.
Draymond. What
yeah,
the
or,
fuck?
Like, is that where he's from? Is it Slovakia? It was like,
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Chicken Slovakia?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, why would Draymond want to fucking go there anyway?
No,
you know
but like,
I mean?
I think he was saying like, if the game was there, like he would have.
Oh yeah,
I think they would have probably murdered
in my
him.
My country go very different.
Kendrick Perkins thinks that he should be suspended for 25 games.
Kendrick Perkins just likes hearing himself talk.
Yeah, I don't even know who Kendrick Perkins is.
He was a center for the Thunder. I mean, he played on a couple teams, but most notably, he played for OKC during like the Russ, Harden, KD days.
Oh, that's not even who it was. It wasn't Jokic. It was Nurkic.
It was just some guy who he punched?
Nurk.
I have no idea.
I don't know why I thought it was Jokic.
Damn. Would have been a lot better story if it was.
Justif.
Fuck.
Dude, people are probably so pissed listening to this.
I'm pissed now. Yeah. Fuck. God damn it.
Justif Nurkic.
Nurkic.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dang. What a punch. What a wallop. That was great. You think Draymond's
Emmanuel
gonna do
Acho anything? Says he needs therapy.
I mean, maybe. Seems like he might have
he
some.
He did get ejected. Dude, I mean, he rocks him.
Yeah, he fucking straight up. I mean, you said it. He suckers him. Just a full. I mean, he really bashes this guy.
There's another clip, like, dude, so I was just getting, this clip's awesome. Draymond falls down in the backcourt, sprints back, and just tackles the dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
That's crazy.
It's great content.
That is so
I'm
wild.
Pro Draymond Green, I think.
That's fair. I'm not ready to commit to that yet. I don't feel that way. The more I watch him, the angrier I get. But that's, again, that's just me. That's just me being a hater on him these days. You know what I'm saying? But, speaking of. The post game stuff, though, I watched Pat Mahomes' post game interview after the Bills game, and yeah, you know, I saw what he said, and you know, the main part of me is like, fuck this fucking guy because he's like, you know. He was barely offsides, blah, blah, blah. They stopped greatness or something. He keeps saying something like that. And mostly I'm like, good that Patrick Mahomes is getting upset about this because I've said for a long time that he's going to go down, which is probably, I might be wrong about that, but honestly, I'm not. However, one big thing I feel like is when, you know, everything was going nuts with his wife, Brittany, and what's his brother's name, Jackson, when those two were going off, a lot of people were saying, like, he seems like such a nice dude, like, what, like, how does he surround himself with these absolute nut jobs? Now I feel like, okay, it's starting to make a little more sense to me, that, because he's seemed like he was being a real baby about the whole thing. However, I have to listen to it a little bit. I was like, I kind of like his point a little bit, but I don't think he's got a leg to stand on. Because, like, you know, he's like, oh, the guy was barely offsides. Well, he was still offsides. Like, that's the rules of the game. That's literally like saying, like, oh, if the rules of the game were different, then we would have done great. You know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, sure. But that's meaningless. That's nothing. Are you available to comment on this or
no? No, I'm going to stay out of it. I mean, I have some opinions on it.
No, but I don't want to have to put you in a position where you got to talk on it.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
I mean, we'll see. It depends, dude. I'll say this, though. The AFC as a whole, and then, like, the Dolphins lost on Monday night, too. So the AFC as a whole is a big old clusterfuck. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it depends, too. A lot of teams have tough schedules. Some teams have very easy schedules. Other teams have really tough schedules remaining, the Bills being one of them. Like, I don't know. It's going to be a lot of meaningful football coming down the stretch, you know, like, because teams, yeah, it changes. It's just constantly everybody's so close. Nobody is like separated themselves. Maybe the Ravens, I guess. And again, I don't know. I'm not sold on them. I do like Lamar. I think they have good wide receivers, but now Mark Andrews out. He's done for the rest of the year, and he's like their threat. I mean, he's been their him and Lamar have been their offense for the past few seasons. Now they have more weapons, so maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know.
Yeah,
only time will tell, I suppose.
Because, I mean, historically speaking, as good as Lamar is, when they have to rely only on him, it just doesn't end up working out in the end. Not to really any of his fault of his own.
No, yeah, but, I mean, again, that's why, you know, that's why he was in all that contract dispute this year. And who knows? Right, who knows if he'll even – I mean, I think – I don't know what ended up happening. Sorry, folks. Wow. I don't know what ended up happening in
fucking
terms
the Lion King in theaters now, baby.
I think they franchise tagged him, which means they're going to probably run into the same problem again this year. I don't know. Maybe they paid him. I have no idea. I don't remember. I'd have to look it up. But
yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's you know, it's football. Tis football.
Yep. Feels
we do like football.
Yep. Pretty cool. Pretty cool to have games that, you know, really mean something going in, especially for a lot of teams. It's always
kind
of more
fun. Yeah, and I think from, like, I've been spin zoning this in my own head from a Bills perspective. Like, you know, the past few years, the Bills have kind of walked into the playoffs.
Right.
And not been able to get past, you know, the whatever. They haven't been back to the conference championship game since the first year they lost in Arrowhead. And then they had 13 seconds. And then last year they lose. You know, so they're kind of, you know, they've regressed since that first year in terms of rounds that they've actually made it to. Mm-hmm. So I have this theory that, like, maybe the Bills just, you know, like, run the table now. Like, they've had some adversity. Maybe they run the table, win out regular season, make the playoffs as a wild card team, and then go on and just run the table. So who knows? Maybe that's what will happen. Maybe not. I don't know.
Do they have to win out to get into the playoffs at this point, or is it all still so too complicated?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of other stuff would depend.
Sure.
If they lose to Dallas and then win out, they still have a decent shot because Dallas, you know, being in a different conference helps that they don't add another AFC loss to the record because they have quite a few of those already. If they went out, they're like 99%, though. I mean, Dallas is a tough game. Miami's a really tough game. The Chargers, Justin Herbert's done for the year now, too. The Chargers should be a win, but again, who the hell knows? Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
This might be a shitty thing to bring up because you can't even remember watching Some Like It Hot, but I was trying to recall my earliest memory. Like, I was trying to last night I was laying in bed, like, how far back can I really go? How far back can I remember? And I have a couple memories from, like, daycare. Obviously, the Red Lobster incident. But though I remember one from earlier, and you were probably a very little baby at this time still. But it was at that same daycare, and it was before we moved to, like, the downstairs. So we were still in, like, that back room upstairs.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Right, that was way, I mean, that was a long ass time ago. Yeah. This, like, you know, overlooked that, obviously. But there was this day in daycare where we had, like, a talent show thing or whatever. So I was probably three, I guess. And for some, I mean, it was like a talent show type thing, but for some reason in my head, I'm like, oh, this is like a circus type deal, all right? And every circus needs a strong man. So I was like, that's what my act is going to be for the circus. I'm gonna go in as a strongman. So the daycare lady's like kind of going around making sure everybody's ready to go. And I'm like, I need 2 gallons of milk, please. And she's like, okay. And, you know, she's got all this food because she's feeding all these fucking kids. So she gets me two, like, unopened full gallons of milk. Yeah, that's what you call them. She gives me 2 full gallons of milk. And I stand up in front of everybody. And I bend down and I grab 1 gallon, and I, and I'm like trying to lift these gallons of milk over my head. And when you're a little kid, a gallon of milk may as well weigh 4 tons. I mean, a gallon of milk to a little kid is literally the heaviest fucking thing that's like lifting a car, basically. It's basically the same thing at that point. So I remember I'm like, I'm little and I'm kind of squatting. And I've got these gallons of milk, and I'm pushing, and it's just not, they're just not going any higher. Like, they're stuck in the middle.
Do you have them off
the
ground at all?
Oh, I've got, yeah, baby, I've got them. But I'm like, but the act is, you know, me, I'm a showman.
Yeah,
it's a strong man. The act is, I got to get them up over my head, or else this whole thing is for naught. Yeah. So I'm going, I'm pushing and pushing. And it gets to the point where the daycare teacher is like, Andrew, you can put them down. And that only fucking made the fire rage harder. And I raised them up over my head, and everybody went, ah!
The place went nuts?
The place went crazy, yeah. Matthew, for the strongman. And I fucking, boom, dropped them back down or whatever. I'm sure I set them back down or whatever. But that's my earliest memory.
Dude,
as being the strongman.
That's a sick memory.
Yeah.
You strongman.
I strongman, dude. I was a real strongman.
That is an unreal memory.
That's my earliest memory. My second earliest, these were probably about the same time, again, at this daycare, somebody put a paint chip in my Fruit Loops. And I like...
Somebody was trying to poison you?
Well, at the time, I was like, oh, this is some kind of factory error. You know, but it was like, you know, like the old watercolor kits where they each have like an oval of paint or whatever. It was like, it was the green one. Someone had like taken out, because when they would dry, you know, it was so hard.
Crusty.
So someone like took it, was able to get the chunk of paint out of there, put it in my Fruit Loops. And I thought, oh, somehow at the factory, a piece of, you know, a thing of paint got in there. But looking back, I'm like, dude, Christopher and Dylan tried to poison me. Those were the name of two guys that we went to daycare with.
Well, that paint's probably non-toxic. Kids probably eat that shit all the
time. But that's not the point, Matthew. It's about the intent. You think fucking Christopher and Dylan, you think those dumbasses knew that paint wasn't going to kill me? Mm-hmm. They saw me as a threat after my strongman.
Yeah, that's true.
After my strongman performance.
Dude, I can't believe you strongman. Yeah, it was the morning after.
Yeah, next day.
That's fucking
I'm like,
sick,
I gotta get all my vitamins and minerals.
I really wasn't sure which way that story was gonna go. I thought it was could go poorly in the other direction.
No, I had.
So I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, it was my first experience just willing myself over adversity, so whatever. Bit of a strong man inside and out. I don't know. What are you gonna do?
It's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, it's whatever.
The place really did. People were fired up about it.
I mean, I honestly don't remember how the
cheers
were.
They were, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they were. But I mean, it's obviously impressive.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, a gallon of milk to a 3-year-old
is
like...
You went double.
I had to. Yeah. I couldn't just... Boop. That doesn't look cool.
I like that thing.
Raising a little gallon
I thought
of
it was a circus.
There.
Circus.
I did for some
circus
reason.
Strong
I was like,
man, I was.
Oh,
I strong man.
Yeah, yeah. I strong
That's
man.
Nick Miller. Yeah. Circus strong man. I
strong man.
Yeah.
So you have a strong man at the circus. I'm at the circus. I strong man.
Yeah.
That's me. That was just my mentality at the time. I had the strong man mentality.
A young Nick Miller.
Yeah. Pretty much Nick Miller from the streets of Chicago. Players play like they do, like they did. Schmidt line, probably my favorite Schmidt line in that whole show. Like they do, like they did. So funny.
Like
that
do,
Max
like
Greenfield guy. What a fucking. Holy shit, what a gem.
That's the guy who plays
so good, who plays Schmidt, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Him in that fucking fat suit when they would do the flashbacks, holy shit, that was funny. I got to rewatch that show.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of The Office lately on Peacock.
Shout out to it.
Yeah.
$4 a month, baby, I think.
I don't know.
It's pretty cheap.
And they have the Superfan episodes, like through the first 6 seasons. So every episode is an extended cut.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So I've been trying to work my way through those. I haven't, like, I don't know. I got to pay more attention. You know what I mean? It's just always on in the background. So I got to dial it in and see if I can, you know, figure out, like, see all, like, actually watch all the extra scenes. I bet you there's some funny shit. Dude, and there's, but before I started watching the Superfan episodes, I was just, like, watching the regular episodes. And Creed still to this day has to be the greatest TV character ever, dude.
That guy's hilarious.
Like last night I was watching the episode when he was manager for like a day. Dude, he is so fucking funny. He's in there like saying all this shit and then it cuts to like one-on-one with Jim and Jim's cracking up. And Jim's like, he never called a meeting in the conference room. Like he was just in there. Like just, and then he's like, Bobadi. What does the first B stand for? And Jim's like, what are we doing? He's like, we're making acronyms. Bobadi. And Kevin's like, business? He's like, I like it. And writes like B, like but, like yeah.
Yeah.
B-U-Z,
that's great.
Like.
That's great.
NES, yeah.
Have you seen that they're thinking about making some new Oceans movies?
No, but I'm all in. How are they going to make them?
Here's what I'll tell you. There's two ideas floating around right now, but the one that's got the most heat on it is this. A prequel where Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie play Danny Ocean's parents, and they're like criminals themselves. I think that's a fucking killer idea. Those two, I mean, the Barbie movie, spectacular. As far as, I mean, we know where I stand on the Barbieheimer deal. But I think that's such a good idea. And the other one is like just another Danny Ocean, you know, George Clooney doing his fucking thing, right?
Dude, I just like, because like Ocean's 8 is a good movie.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
No, it's not. But I would probably watch that over Ocean's 12, though.
No.
Ocean's 12 is my least favorite one.
11, 12, 13.
11, 13, 8, 12.
No.
Yeah. That fucking.
Which one's 12?
12's the one where there's like that French guy or whatever.
Oh, the Night Fox.
Yeah, the Night Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 12.
When they lose the small Asian dude in the suitcase.
Is that in 12?
That's the Night Fox episode because they are in the hotel and that girl that, what's his name, was dating.
Yeah, okay.
Opens the door and sees him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I vaguely remember that. But I still remember liking 12 the least, so that's where I'm putting it.
Yeah, I don't like the Night Fox's character, but they do get him good at the end.
Yeah, I guess so.
The other thing is, who plays his wife in 11, 12, and 13?
Julia Roberts.
But then in 8? So then who is Sandra Bullock in 8?
It's his sister.
His sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Ocean's verse explained.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah, 8 was still a good movie, but it's not the same as 11, 12, or 13.
Rihanna, Awkwafina, solid cast. Kate Blanchett?
I don't know.
I think is that British woman? Yeah, that's a good movie. Any of those heist movies,
what's
I'm
her
so
name
down
from
for.
The Office? Kelly. Isn't Kelly from The Office in it?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Mindy Kaling is definitely in that movie. I think that's what she was like still, you know. Yeah. She had a lot of heat on her. Dude. Her latest project is the Velma animated series for HBO. Holy crap, man.
No good.
It's the lowest rated show in the history of IMDb, which is like, hate is going to hate. I did watch the whole thing, and I will tell you, it's bad. It's really fucking bad, Matthew. And I love...
It couldn't be that bad. You watched it.
Yeah, but I had to see if it was really that bad.
You didn't with Oppenheimer.
Yeah, because I knew right away. I knew fucking 20 minutes in, dude, that I had had enough of that man. So there you go. Okay, it's different. And it's different with an episodic thing, too. It's like, maybe this one will be good. And they had Sam Richardson playing Shaggy, Norville Shaggy Rogers. And I love that guy. So I had to support him and watch out. And it's got the guy from Always Sunny playing Fred Jones. I like the idea. Like, I like a take. Dennis, the guy who plays Dennis. He played Fred Jones, and then they had Constance Wu playing Daphne, who I also like a lot. I like the idea. I like the premise of the show, but holy shit, was it fucking bad.
It's animated?
It's animated, okay. And somehow it got a season 2, so
he's
look out for
Fred
season
Jones.
2. But they like,
that's
they play around
with
the characters a lot.
Yeah, I don't like
they
that.
Play
that's
around with the characters
with the show.
A lot.
You want to do Who in the Week?
I would love to. I literally, for the past 15 minutes, have been trying to remind myself
who
it
is.
I remember who it is, luckily. The Who Would Win of the Week this week is Oscar the Grouch versus Oscar from The Office, baby.
Oscar
on Oscar violence. Two gay Oscars going into battle.
I don't think Oscar the Grouch is gay.
It's up for debate. It's disputed. Well, we may never know for sure.
I don't think
but I'm pretty sure if you look at this,
I
think there might be some things. Whoa, there can't be more than fucking two gay people on Sesame Street, Matthew?
Can.
What the fuck,
there
dude?
Can
holy
be.
Shit, that's crazy.
But
why
I personally
say
think
that
the only reason that Sesame Street was doing it was to check their box off.
Sure.
So I don't think they
check
would.
Check that gay box.
Yeah. Got the gay box.
Yeah.
So I
done
don't think
and
that,
done.
Dude.
It's a big box. Hey, the gay box is a big box, brother. There's a lot of room in that, baby. Okay? Get into all the corners if you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, Oscar is his... What is his name in The Office?
Oscar Martinez.
Oscar Martinez, thank you.
Just said it.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was too busy thinking about fucking Oscar the Grouch. But Oscar Martinez, I wasn't actually.
Fucking Oscar the Grouch?
I'm just joking, Matthew. But Oscar Martinez, you know, he does seem like a guy who's a little adverse to controversy, but when it's time to throw down, if you disrespect him, if you really disrespect him, I think he'll fucking slap the shit out of you. Oscar the Grouch, obviously one of the most aggro puppets of all time. I think that's safe to say. He lives for confrontation. He lives for that. You know what I mean? But also being on Sesame Street, I don't think he gets a lot of pushback. So now having to deal with Oscar Martinez, it might be the thing to close the lid on him, put Oscar the Grouch in his place.
And Oscar deals with Angela all day long.
True, true.
And Angela is the a human form of Oscar the Grouch. Less garbage, I would say. But
right,
like,
but
she is a miserable prick of a human in the show. And if Oscar only puts up with it all day. And he puts up with Kevin's stupidity. And I feel like Oscar the Grouch also is a little bit dumb. Maybe I'm just assuming that because he lives in the trash can. Like, I feel like if you live in a trash can, you're not a rocket scientist by any means. You live anywhere.
I find it hard to disagree with you on that. I find it hard to disagree with you on that, man.
And like, what? How big is he?
Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah.
Bro, he's got to, I mean,
4 feet tall.
You know what? What if he's like kind of got
3 feet tall? He's like trash cans are probably only 3 feet tall.
Yeah, so he's got to
he's a little bit outside of his trash can.
Yeah, but he can like dip in and out. So he's probably got to be like 2 feet, 2.5 feet, I bet.
Yeah.
So he's tiny, unless the lower half of his body is like an octopus, right? And he's just all kind of scrooched in there. But really, he gets out of that and it's like kind of a kaiju situation.
I actually think like all Oscar Martinez would have to do, like once he got pissed off, would be like kick over Oscar the Grouch's garbage can, and it'd be GG's for the Grouch, because like, what is his play?
That's fucking hilarious. I mean, how does he even walk around, dude?
Yeah.
People have to carry his garbage can from place to place
for
him.
He rolls it.
He can't even
roll it.
Yeah, but he's going to roll it. And how does he stop? Yes, how does he do all these things?
No, you could control it by rolling it, but like hamster wheel style, but how are you going to get right side up would then be the problem.
Right, you'd have to run into something and try it.
No, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It'd be tough. It's a very turtle on its back type situation.
I do like the thought of Oscar on Oscar crime.
Yeah.
But like, to me, I would love to see the Grouch get his ass beat by Oscar Martinez.
Because
I feel like, yeah. I feel like the people of Sesame Street would be buzzing. Like, they would rejoice at his defeat. Because, like, they can't beat him up because their whole thing is, like, we have to learn how to deal with conflict between our peers and
but
stuff.
But if there's
like
anyone
in the alphabet.
If there's anyone who isn't like that, it's Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. That's why they all hate him. But they're like, we have to put on a good face because this is our shtick.
Right.
We're teaching children how to be better. But in reality, Oscar Martinez comes in and just gets stuff done the way it was meant to be done.
Yeah, because the Grouch.
Physical violence.
the Grouch, God love him, but he's all talk, man. He's all talk in that can. He's literally hiding in his house at all times. So you got to take Oscar Martinez on this. We've seen what he can do when he gets upset, and Oscar the Grouch, in this case, I don't think stands a chance.
I agree. I'm taking Oscar Martinez, so
we'll lock him in.
A clean sweep. Vote on that on Friday on Instagram. Who would win of the week?
Excuse me.
Got a little wrong pipe?
I might have a maybe a little something going
on. Got a frog in your throat?
I might have a little David Blaine frog in my throat.
Classic.
Something hanging on. Yeah. You ever see him do that?
No.
He'll like swallow a frog, hang out for like 25 minutes, and then regurgitate a live frog.
Yeah, that's always be doing some weird.
What if he
shit.
Just has a frog like in his sleeve and he really
Dude,
eats like a live frog?
You.
And it just
I actually
dies.
Asked. I actually asked my girlfriend this today. If you had a superpower, if you were like magic,
okay,
like and it, you so you had a superpower. Not even if you were a superhero, but if you had a power, like whether you could stretch or were strong man, or could read minds or whatever,
right?
Would you tell me?
Oh, would I tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably the only person I would tell.
I
probably just about the only, yeah. I would, I would absolutely tell you, actually. There's a lot of other people, pretty much everyone else, I'm like, I don't know. But I would, but you, I'd be like, dude,
you're
it's
not
happening. It's happening.
This. Yeah. But I need to get on a bus to Sky High right now.
Dude, I would love to attend Sky High. Those kids get out in the world and they just know nothing.
What if they made you a sidekick?
Dude, me? The strong man? Yeah, I don't fucking think so.
Yeah, if you're a strong
look
man,
at my resume.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking
what
bring
was that
me
kid's power?
Milk.
What did it end up being?
I think he had strength and flight because his mom could fly and his dad was strong. Yeah. So I think he had just both of those.
He
so
just was a late bloomer.
He really lucked out. Yeah, he was a little bit of a late bloomer, but he got it. You know, right. He got it.
Because I was thinking, like, if you could read people's minds,
yeah,
would you tell somebody like, hey, dude, just so you know, I could read your mind.
I mean, probably not. Not any like random,
but that's
person.
What I'm saying. Like, but you would tell me like, hey, just so you know, I could read your mind.
Mind reading might be the one actually that I would keep totally secret,
dude. But I think that would eat you alive.
It absolutely would. But I don't know if that would stop
or
me.
Do you think?
Because it's such an invasion. I mean, it's the most personal invasion of privacy. And it, like, even if I tell you that I could read minds, but I'm not gonna read yours, like, you're never gonna fucking know. So there's always going to be that little, like, fuck, is Andrew reading my mind right now? Yeah. And I'm not going to. But
well, that's
like,
different.
Could
if you can
it?
Control your ability to read minds, that's
right.
Different.
Right, sure.
But, like, if you just, like,
heard people's thoughts, well, then you just go fucking crazy.
Yeah,
then you just go
the
crazy.
Time, but
that's schizophrenia. Know. That's yeah. What schizophrenia is, truly. It's all fucking Professor X is locked up in those mental hospitals, dude.
Yeah.
That's why they got the wheelchairs for him.
Fair enough. Yeah, maybe they... Those might be our superheroes.
The schizo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I need a hero to save us. Not going to stand in the way. It's a montage.
Get that snake away
from
me.
It's a montage of just people in like padded cells.
Yeah,
just tweaking. Is that fucked up? Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe a little, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, mentally insane people. It's one of my worst
mentally
fears.
Insane. Not to offend any mentally fucking crazies.
No, I thought. And it's called an insane asylum.
Do they still call it that?
Maybe they didn't. Maybe not. Maybe that is that fucking.
It's called a wellness asylum now.
Yeah,
it's called a wellness.
I'm thinking like Arkham.
Yeah,
that's
Arkham
like what
style.
I'm thinking of.
That's for the criminally insane.
Yeah, but everybody.
If they're criminals, though, you can call them insane. I feel like that's fair. But if they're not criminals, then like
they spray that blue flower on you, dude, and you'd be going nuts.
Oh, is that? That's the from Batman Begins, the Scarecrows,
the League of Shadows thing. Shadows.
League of Shadows, sure.
Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, which is a villain that I like, but again, in that movie, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. Listen.
But the whole thing sets up.
Right, and again, hey,
Bane.
Right, which again,
I was born in the dark.
I was born in the dark.
You merely adopted it. That was.
I don't know if I could.
I was born in
weird.
The dark. No one cared who I was before I put on the mask.
I'm just doing Sean Connery.
No one cared who I was
Bond.
Before I put on the
Batman.
Mask.
Batman. James Batman.
Bane.
Do you
James
know how
Bane.
Easy this is for me?
Do you have any idea how easy this is for me?
My father laid brick. That's pretty good. No. My father laid brick.
That was bad Bane.
That's,
though.
Oh, I wasn't trying to do Bane. I was trying to do Sean Connery. My father laid brick. I do Bane. My father laid brick. Okay, I'm starting to remember how to do it.
Yeah. Batman, my father laid brick. Do you have any idea how fucking easy this is for me?
Now I'm actually doing
good.
Now I'm doing like the Harley Quinn animated show. That's what the Bane on there sounds
that's
like.
Pretty good
exactly.
Bane, though.
Thank you. I used to be able to do a perfect Tom Hardy Bane, but it's lost on me now. What are some other Goodwill?
Yeah. Some other Goodwill Hunting like, quotes. You think that's people's least favorite bit that we do?
Fuck no, dude. And also, I don't give a shit if it is. Everything sounds better when it's in Goodwill Hunting lines, dude. Let's see. What's that? There's always that part. I can't remember exactly how it goes.
What part?
But it's when he's like, you know, you picked the wrench because fuck him. That's why. When he's talking about like he's got the all that stuff on the table. Yeah.
It's not your fault. Batman, it's not your fault.
Fuck. Fuck you.
Batman, it's not your fault, Batman. Fuck you.
Stop fucking with me.
Stop fucking with me, man. Batman, it's not your fault.
Dude, that's already gone viral, actually, so that's pretty sick.
Had to go see about a girl.
Had to go see about a girl.
Son of a bitch stole my line.
Dude, let's do the whole fucking movie.
You know what the best part of my day is? When I walk up to that door, I think maybe he won't be there. You start to lose it.
My fatherly prick. I lost it on that one a little bit, but that's okay. Fuck you. How do you like them apples?
Andy. Classic. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a fucking big fat burrito.
Right. Still home truth. Oh, so dude. First thing you said when you came in today. And
I'm going to the grocery. I'm getting the 12-inchers.
Jesus Christ. Wow. That's a big boy. Nuts, that's a big boy burrito.
I'm going nuts. You've never seen a burrito like this.
Nope.
You're going to be like, dude, I've never seen a burrito like that. When you see
yeah,
that.
That's exactly how I'm going to be. The biggest burrito you've ever seen. I walked in and I said, wow, what a big burrito. That's such a giant burrito.
I have the biggest burrito.
A giant burrito. Son of a bitch, stole my line.
This is my closing note.
Okay.
So people know that we're still working on it. We still have to start looking into how to franchise the Tijuana Flats.
Wow, what a great call.
Because, dude, I am jonesing.
I was just
and you know what?
Not
if somebody else
by.
Beats us to it, that's fine. I will go there every day.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, this for anyone who's a little more industrious than the two of us, perchance, and you do want to get a Tijuana Flats going, I mean, you have
just put
your
it in a
years,
good location.
Your first year's, you know, worth of cash, right, sitting
put
at
it
this
like
table
in
so.
This area.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, put it across the street from the studio, please,
dude. Hell yeah.
Not bad.
Or like right over
fucking
where
put that
Burger King
jiu-jitsu
is. Oh, no, over there where like the Dairy Queen is.
Yeah, you could put it there. I mean, that's kind of a perfect place for it.
Yeah.
But if you eat, you could use like an outdoor patio, though. Tijuana Flats is good with an outdoor patio. And I don't know if you could do that out there.
The old barbecue joint right there.
That's nice, actually. I like that. Yeah, where Smoke on the Water used to be. Yeah. That could be a nice little corner lot for them. You know, I think it would, yeah, I think you'd get a lot of people to go there. I hate that intersection, though. But whatever. That's a good. That's prime real estate, folks. We're doing the work for you, baby.
Yeah, we
we're
literally have it all set
you.
Up.
We'll tag Tijuana Flats in all our videos from now on. See
Andy,
if we can get a deal going.
I love you.
I love you, too. Get out of here. Thanks, folks.